KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly sunny and 73 degrees here at the KJAN studios in Atlantic. Today we do look for partly cloudy skies with some isolated showers and storms and a high of 92. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, the Clarinda Police Department was kept busy Wednesday evening, arresting the same man twice within less than 3 hours. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brother says the first arrest of 29-year-old Edward Dwayne Mays of Clarinda occurred at about 9 o'clock Wednesday evening after officers responded to a disturbance in the parking lot at a Meadow Creek Run apartment complex in Clarinda. Mays was arrested for a misdemeanor trespass and taken to the Page County Jail. Mays was released after bonding out a short time later. Less than 3 hours later, Mays was observed operating a motor vehicle while driving on a revoked license. Mays was also charged with driving a motor vehicle under the influence of alcohol after failing field sobriety tests. Mays was once again transported to the Page County Jail, where he remains on $1,000 bond, pending an initial appearance before a Page County magistrate. Brothers went on to state that Mays was also arrested a little more than a week ago for driving a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol. Brother said that Mays had also been arrested at least twice during the past few weeks for various other criminal offenses. Brother says that although continuously arresting the same person over and over again is frustrating and places a burden on police resources, Mays is to be given due process under the law and is presumed innocent of all charges against him until proven guilty in a court of law. KJAN News Time is 8:02.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
What'd I say then?
Just
what I thought. I think you need to get your hearing checked.
I hear just fine. Besides, Dave has hearing aids, and he hardly uses them. Says he spends a fortune on batteries.
Well, Dad's had hearing aids for 20 years now, and I heard him tell Mom he just bought a 6-month supply and only spent around $60. I think there must be something going on with Dave's hearing aids. Maybe you should both go see Doug Leonard.
Having to spend a fortune on batteries is a common misconception people have about hearing aids. In fact, on average, batteries for both hearing aids should only cost about $10 a month. This is audiologist Doug Leonard at ASI. If the cost of batteries is what's keeping you from looking into having your hearing improved, I'd like to talk to you. I can clear up your misconceptions and alleviate your concerns. Battery expense shouldn't be a reason to avoid improving your quality of life with better hearing. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
A Casey store in Atlantic was damaged during a traffic accident Wednesday in Atlantic. At about 11 o'clock Wednesday morning, a vehicle driven by 19-year-old Brett Dennis of Atlantic pulled into the parking lot of Casey's General Store at 701 Poplar Street. When he applied his brakes to park, they failed, and he jumped a small curb and ran into the north side of the Casey's building. Damage to Casey's was about $10,000, while damage to the Dennis vehicle was about $600. No citations were issued by the police. An Omaha resident was injured and cited for drunken driving in a traffic accident Thursday on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. Iowa State Patrol says a 2004 Chevy Blazer driven by 24-year-old Kelly Hiskett was traveling westbound on I-80 Thursday near mile marker 12 when they lost control of the Blazer, entered the median, and rolled crossing into the eastbound lanes before coming to rest in a ditch. Hiskett refused chemical testing and was cited for OWI second offense, failure to maintain control, and failure to show insurance. Hiskett was then transported by Underwood Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A horse named Chara is back at the stable after being rescued from a ravine in western Iowa. The Omaha World Herald says the drama unfolded on Monday when the horse was found in the 15-foot deep hole near Moorhead. Owner Valerie Buchamp says they returned home from vacation on Sunday and couldn't find Chara. They found her in the ravine the next day. Help was enlisted, a neighbor with a harness, a plumber with a backhoe, but neither succeeded. Gary Stevens, who owns a concrete company, brought in a front loader. He determined that digging Chara out was not going to work, so he dug up and pushed the dirt into the ravine and built a ramp. 3 hours later, the horse was let out of the hole. She was not seriously hurt. The Western Iowa supervisor candidate who asked voters to cast ballots for someone else has changed his mind and now wants all the votes that he can get. The Associated Press says Brian Ashley of Correctionville won the June 5th Republican primary for Woodbury County's District 5 supervisor. He dropped out of the race in May, citing ailments. But 53% of the votes cast their ballots for him anyways. The 72-year-old Ashley said Wednesday that his health has improved and that his family has urged him to take on the incumbent Democrat Larry Klassen this fall. Clausen says he's happy that Ashley's health is good enough for him to run for the 4-year term. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission today refused a request for a long-term agreement for the current operator of the Sioux City Argosy Riverboat Casino and set a timeline for accepting proposals for a new land-based casino. Current operator Penn National Gaming and the nonprofit Missouri River Historical Development, which holds the license for the casino, have been at odds over the contract. Penn National Vice President Carl Stassani told the Racing and Gaming Commission that they wanted a contract that runs through 2015 to provide some stability to them and also to their employees.
We've got folks who have worked at that facility for 20 years. We have a very few select folks who have moved into Sioux City, relocated their families over the course of the last 6 to 9 months, who are looking for a little bit of certainty or at least an understanding of what the future might hold for them. And we just feel that, as we've said in our negotiations with MERD, that a reasonable time frame to allow this process to unfold is a service to our employees and all of our constituents.
And also in state news, farmers in some Iowa counties whose crops were affected by a cold snap in April following a warm March may get some help from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Senator Tom Harkin says USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack has issued disaster declarations to assist farmers in 9 counties. The Iowa Democrat says farmers can apply for lost income, low-interest loans, and other assistance through the USDA's Farm Service Agency. Temperatures dropped below freezing in April, damaging early blooms on fruit trees and other early plantings. The freeze came after a March that was the warmest on record for the central U.S. The disaster declaration is for Audubon County, Chickasaw, Clayton, Delaware Green, Harrison, Jackson, Johnson, and Lee counties. Assistance is also available for neighboring counties. Taking a look now at world and national headlines on KJAN. J.P. Morgan Chase says top managers who were linked to its highly publicized trading blunder have been dismissed without severance pay. The bank says it's taking back 2 years of pay from those officials. The bank is discussing the trading loss with Wall Street analysts. It says the loss from the trade as the most recent quarter was $4.4 billion. The bank's original estimate was only $2 billion. U.S. wholesale prices rose only slightly last month, as higher costs for food and pickup trucks offset another drop in energy prices. But overall inflation stayed mild. The Labor Department says the producer price index increased 0.1% in June, after a steep drop of 1% in May. In the past 12 months, wholesale prices have risen 0.7%, the same as in May. And the head of the UN Observer's mission in Syria says his teams have confirmation that government forces launched attacks from the ground and air yesterday in a poor farming village where there are reports of a mass killing. Activists say more than 200 people have been massacred, and there's amateur video of some of the bodies. KJAN News Time is 8:08.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
What'd I say then?
Just
what I thought. I think you need to get your hearing checked.
I hear just fine. Besides, Dave has hearing aids, and he hardly uses them. Says he spends a fortune on batteries.
Well, Dad's had hearing aids for 20 years now, and I heard him tell Mom he just bought a 6-month supply and only spent around $60. I think there must be something going on with Dave's hearing aids. Maybe you should both go see Doug Leonard.
Having to spend a fortune on batteries is a common misconception people have about hearing aids. In fact, on average, batteries for both hearing aids should only cost about $10 a month. This is audiologist Doug Leonard at ASI. If the cost of batteries is what's keeping you from looking into having your hearing improved, I'd like to talk to you. I can clear up your misconceptions and alleviate your concerns. Battery expense shouldn't be a reason to avoid improving your quality of life with better hearing. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
In our funeral announcements, 95-year-old Lois Gregory of Jefferson has died. Funeral services for Lois Gregory will be held this morning at 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Jefferson. Brown Funeral Home in Jefferson has the arrangements. 89-year-old Virgil J. Christensen of Menlo died on Tuesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. A visitation for Virgil Christensen will be held tonight from 5 until 7 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, followed by a memorial service at 7 o'clock. 68-year-old Bill Hutchinson of Manila died on Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Bill Hutchinson will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. 90-year-old Helen Roth of Atlantic died on Wednesday evening at the Heritage House in Atlantic. As a private family graveside service for Helen Roth will take place, Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. 73-year-old Robert W. Leach of Council Bluffs died on April 4th at his home in Council Bluffs. A going-home service for Robert W. Leach will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ in Council Bluffs. Cutler O'Neill, Meyer Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Gracine Elizabeth Rummel, the infant daughter of Jeremy and Tammy Rummel of Dexter, died on Friday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A memorial service will be held for Gracine Elizabeth Rummel on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 85-year-old Vern Gilbert of Scottsdale, Arizona, and formerly from Atlantic, died on April 8th in Arizona. A memorial service for Vern Gilbert will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. And 67-year-old Marcella Mick Wilson of Greenfield died on Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A memorial gathering for Marcella Wilson will be held tomorrow from 2 until 4 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's our news on KJAN. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call, 712-243-5796. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN News.